In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I was in Southern California a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been there like for years and years and years. So when I saw the good weather there and the sunshine, I said, wow, we're missing on a lot. And then I noticed something very strange, that it's actually desert. Everything there is desert all over, and everything, every plant over there is artificial. People made it. It's not like here. It's forest, and it's just coming naturally. And I asked people, why you guys have desert here? We have a lot of trees over back in the East Coast. And they say, simply because we have all sunshine. Every day is sunshine. And I remember a parable that says, all sunshine and no rain makes a desert. Of course, when you wake up in the morning and you see a cloudy day, then you might say it's not a good day, or if when you have a lot of rain. But we do need the rain. We do need the dark time. Let me put it this way. And the cloud and the dark time is dark time in our lives. We all have this. And we all have to go through this dark time, or what we call it is the dark valley. You know, the valley is, you know, behind every mountain there is a valley. Al-Wadi. That's something that's really low. And sometimes if it's too low, then it's really dark. Jesus spoke to the disciples this morning about this because he knew that he was leaving them. And it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a hard time. He lived with them. Remember that. He lived with them 3.5 years. He had good times with them. He was their friend. He healed all their sicknesses. He solved all their problems. He was supporting them, big deal. And then he was leaving. And that wasn't a good thing. That wasn't an encouraging thing. Think for them. Then Jesus said something beautiful today before leaving them. He said, I know that you're going to the world. He said that these things I have spoken to you, then in me you may have peace. I want you to have peace in me. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It's very true. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer that I have overcome the world. Our life will always have this gloomy time sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes we have to go through it. We have to have this thick, dark cloud in order to get rain and in order to have the cycle of life, or else it will be a desert. And if not, we have this difficult time, no one will ever grow. No one will ever mature. No one will ever be developed on the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. David said it beautifully in this psalm, Psalm 23, the shepherd as we know it, the Lord is my shepherd. He said that in the middle, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Again, he's mentioning the valley. He said, though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Actually, this is a name of a real valley in Palestine where David used to live. Something that was really, really, really down, that it's always the sunshine never goes through that. And because there is a lot of like dead animals and things like this, they called it the valley of death. He said, when I go through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me, your staff and your rod, they comfort me. We need to learn how to handle the dark valleys in our lives, because they will come. They will definitely come. So if you have the outline, keep it with you, look at it, because let me tell you a story. One person, one time, he had an outline like this. Okay? Didn't know where to put it in his wallet. Forget about it completely. Okay? One day he got into a car accident, and he was sitting at the curb, just in a very, very gloomy way. And he opened his wallet to get his insurance card and all of this. What he found? He found this piece of paper. And actually was talking about the same subject. And he said, wow, this is perfect time. And he went through it. Okay, so keep it. You may need it. All right? You may not. I doubt it, but you may need it. So, how to handle the dark valleys of our life? Number one, you have to know five things, five facts about the dark time or the hard time in our lives. Number one, that valleys are inevitable. Like, they have to have happen. They must come. Whether you know it or not, whether you want it or not, maybe right now you are coming out of that valley, maybe you're coming into it, maybe you are in it, but after every mountaintop there is a valley. Can never always be good, wonderful days, amazing days. Happens. It's a cycle of life. It's a fact of life. You are going to have difficulty, disappointment, discouragement in life, time of suffering, sorrow, sickness, sadness, whatever it is, frustration, failure, fatigue, different things. But we go through this. So they will come. That's the first fact. Number two, that the valleys are unpredictable. Have you ever predicted a flat tire? Have you ever seen, have you ever said that, you know, today I'm going to have a flat tire? Unless you go out with your house, like with your tires are really low, that's a different thing. No one expects that. No one says, in 2-3 days, I will have a sad afternoon. No, no one expects that. But they come without expecting, without us expecting that. That's why we need to be prepared. And that's why actually the Lord Jesus Christ prepared the disciples before leaving them. He knew that. And he wanted to prepare them for the world in general, because these things will happen. It's very easy. A good day could turn into not so good day. Take just a good... take just a phone call, or maybe a letter, or something like this. But we never know when it's coming. That's why we need to be ready. Number three, that the valleys are impartial. No one is immune to them. No one. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself can never say that he didn't have difficult days. He had a lot of difficulty. He had loneliness. He had hunger. He had disappointment, a lot of disappointment. He had discouragement, believe it or not, at the disciples that he really put everything in them, that invested in them. The Bible is very clear that good things happen to bad people. Read Psalm 37 and 73. And bad things happen to good people. Read the book of Genesis, story of Joseph and Moses and all of this. Good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. It happens. It's not all the time, but it does happen. That's why when things happen to you, usually the first question we ask, we're in a dark valley, why me? Where I think the right question should be, why not me? If everyone went through it, why not me? If this is the fact of life, if Jesus said in the world you will have tribulations, whether you're good or bad, you're high or low, you'll go through it. So why ask this question? This question is not a smart question, because it happens to everyone. We're not in heaven yet. We're not in a paradise. We're not in a heavenly Jerusalem yet. We're still on earth. And sometimes evil take control. Sometimes even happen. Evil happen. God does not allow evil. God does not create evil. God doesn't do evil. But He uses the evil in order to do good things. So that's a fact of life. Because you know what we usually are hurt by the dark valley most? Is that we did not expect it. Right? We didn't know. And we thought like we did not. Number four, valleys are temporary. See what he said? He said, though I and there is out. It doesn't stay for long. It doesn't stay forever. It's a circumstance, a situation that sometimes may seem to you that it's so long, that it is eternity. But that is not true. It will end. It's not going to stay forever. Sometimes it seems like it's a dead end, but that's not true. That doesn't happen. It's like a tunnel. There is a beginning and there is an end. Even if it lasts for such a long time, what is this comparing to eternity? What is this comparing to eternity? St. Paul said it beautifully here in that verse from 2 Corinthians 4. Says, for our light affliction, the tribe, light, their light. He's actually talking about way now. For our light affliction, which is but a moment. As I said, it could be 80 or 90 years. But this is a moment in eternity. Is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory. Is working for us far more exceeding and eternal way. The first one was light and temporal. The second is exceedingly way of glory and eternal. A lot of times this disappears from us. You know when you say the word, it's the end of the world? And you think the end of the world is something bad? I think it's something good. Because the end of the world, and you tell someone, don't worry about it, it's not the end of the world. No, it's the end of the world for me. Fine. Is this a bad news? You think it's a bad news? Think if Jesus comes tomorrow, it's going to be bad news? I think for me, it's going to be great news. Means no bazaar next weekend. No preparation for next week. No, end of the world is good news. It's eternity with Christ. It's not bad news. There's a verse that I didn't quote here from Isaiah. He says, days will come in eternity when you forget completely what happened here on earth. It will be like a drop in the ocean. We're crying over that drop. We don't understand that there is eternity ahead of us. Jesus did not die to save the drop, but to make the ocean for us. That we live comfortably in that forever, to live with Him. He didn't say that in the world you will be comfortable. He said in eternity, you will have eternal joy and no one will take the joy from you. But in the world you will have tribulations simply because you're living in a fallen world. He cannot break the rule here. If someone falls by the law of gravity, he will be broken. God does not break the law of physics and the law of life. We're under a fallen world. Thunders will come. Volcanoes will come. Earthquakes will come. This is the world we're living in. In the world, you will have tribulations because sin enter into the world. But that's not what we're looking for. If we are looking for this world, then that's not the good news. Because Jesus said today, in the world, you will have tribulations. If you believe Him, then that should be very bad news for you. But He said, don't worry. I have overcome the world. I came to give you that victory. So you're not under the weather. You're not under this dark cloud. There is eternal glory. And for every problem, there is way of glory up there. Guess why there are problems? For way of glory. More problems you have, the more glory in eternal life you will have. That's what he says right here. You know what we say most of the time? I don't want eternal glory. I want to be comfortable right now. I don't care about eternal glory. So why do you pray if you don't care about eternal glory? If you don't believe in Christ, and if you don't believe in eternity that he made for you, he didn't come to make you comfortable. He didn't come to make you happy, but more to make you holy, that you can spend eternity with him. If that's not your goal, then why are you upset at him? Why are you negotiating with him? Why do you want anything from him? He didn't promise you any better. Did he? He said, in the world you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer. There's good stuff to come. There's good hope. We're not living for just this and meditate on it and just be miserable at this. As I said, it happened to good people, righteous people, saintly people. So we can't run away from that. Number five, that the valleys are purposeful. Purposeful. There is a purpose for every valley. As I said, growth in faith and growth in eternal glory. In every problem, God teaches you something. God is interested in developing your character to be at the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. In every trial, in every problem, you grow some. No one grows by the top of the mountain. Mountaintops never let anyone grow. But valleys make people grow. The dark valleys make people grow. Whether the doubts or the depression or the despair, discouragement come up with. But if they didn't fail, if they didn't allow themselves to fail, they got there. St. Peter says it here in his first epistle, says, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. These things are not accidents, but they have to prove our faith, and that we grow in that faith. There is a purpose for every, behind every, even the little things that you think that it's there just to frustrate you. You know, these things that are coming to frustrate you and you think that has no purpose whatsoever, if it doesn't teach you anything, you know what it teaches you? It teaches you patience. And it teaches you endurance. Believe it or not, that are the things that develop our character to be an image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's interested in our character than our comfort. He wants us to, or will come after that. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as we suppose, not in. And God doesn't cause these things, but God allows these things to happen and uses these things in order to develop us as how to go through the dark valleys. David said, I will feed for three things that we want to learn. These are very, very important things that we put in front of our eyes going through the valley, the dark valley. The first one is that we should refuse to be discouraged. He said that, I will fear no evil. What is this? What is this expression? I will fear no evil. Can I say it in other words? I decided not to be discouraged. Is it a decision? Absolutely. If you're discouraged today, it's because you decided to. you decided to focus on that. It is a decision. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If you had to go through the valley of death, what would you do? Walk or run at your fastest speed? Of course, run. Right? But David said, no, I will walk. I'm just taking a walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Isn't that romantic? What is this? Is he crazy? No, he's not. But he says, I know there is something that God wants to accomplish. Did you know that about the trial of tribulation? You can never fast forward it. You can always delay it, but you can never make it faster. So just walk on normal speed. Accept it. Accept it and it will go away. You will pass through it. It's a choice. Meaning, you choose what to focus on. If you focus on the problem, you will always be discouraged. But if you focus on the shepherd, on God, you will not. And that's the purpose of this Psalm, Psalm 23, is that I'm not focusing on the problem and the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm focusing on Him, the Good Shepherd, because He has His rod and His staff that will comfort me. You take two people, put them in the same situation. One person, very depressed, very down, shut down by his life, and someone, he's walking normally through life. And he asks him, how are you doing it? That's why there is group therapy. Why? Because someone is down and someone is up, and they help each other. How come? Because I'm not focusing on it. Because I have a good shepherd. I have someone who's taking care of me. The difference, if you choose to be discouraged or not, what are you focusing on? And there is a big mistake that we do sometimes, that we see nothing else other than the problem that's in front of us. That's a choice, what you focus on. What you focus on is your own choice. Let's look at this verse from Colossians 1:11. He said, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience joyfully. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. Not according to your weakness, but according to His glorious might. That you may have endurance and patience. Meaning, in order to have endurance and patience, you have to focus on His power. That He can, that He is able, that He wants to. You know what we usually depend on? Sometimes we depend on our positive thinking. That runs out. Sometimes we depend on our strength. That runs out. That's why a lot of people come, said, I've been like carrying that load all over, but now somehow I can't. It's about time. That's it. I can't do it anymore. See what he says? I can't do it anymore. Never says, he's not saying, God can never do it anymore, because God definitely can. It's just I decided to get him out of the picture and to put myself. That's why we're discouraged and we're down and we're just looking at the negatives, not the positives. So that's by choice, as I said. Whenever you are in the dark, in the valley of the shadow of death, you obviously cannot do it through your own power. You need stronger power and energy to take you through it and to pass you through it. Number two. So number one is focusing on God and not on a problem. Refusing to be discouraged. Never allow yourself to be discouraged. See where the discouragement and see what God can give you to get you out of this. And out this discouragement. Second is to remember that God is with me. Let me tell you something crazy. You know what's the best thing in the valley, in the shadow of the valley of death? I will fear no evil because you are with me. Maybe other times he is not with me, but over there, it's not a choice. Over there, he can never leave me. I can leave my son, go and play here and there, but believe me, when we're in a dangerous place, I have to make sure that I'm holding his hand really tight as an earthly father. What do you think about our heavenly father? Would he leave us going through the shadow of the valley of death by ourselves? No. He is with us most and more than ever. And that's actually the beauty of that. And that's why when people look back at tribulations and problems and they say, wow, there was certain grace. The prayers were just amazing. And like the spirituality was unbelievable back then. Why? Because he was with me, for sure. Whether I like it or not, whether I invite him or not, he is with me. So that's the beauty of that dark valley. He doesn't promise that I will give you power. He said, I will be with you. He's not going to say, I'm going to send you some help. No. He didn't say that his angels will be with me. No, he is with me. I will fear no evil because you are with me. See this beautiful verse in Isaiah 43. Says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? Because of the first verse where he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through tribulations, dark time, I will be with you. Definitely, for sure. Every step in the valley. So if he's with me, would you rather walk or run? Think about it. God never looks down from heaven and says, that's a tough situation. I hope you can make it. He doesn't do that. He goes himself. He goes through that dark valley with us. And what breaks his heart actually is, okay, he's there and holding our hands and we're crying, where are you? Why you're not present and why you're doing that to us? Well, you're breaking my heart. I'm already there with you. Left everything. And the most amazing thing actually in this psalm, in verse 4, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside quiet waters. So he's talking about God. But when he comes to the shadow of the valley of death, he says, he doesn't talk about him. He talks to him. I will fear no evil because you are with me. Wait a minute. You were just talking about God. How come you're talking to him now? Because I can see him face to face. In the shadow of the valley of death, I can see him face to face. That's why I'm talking to him. Other times I can't talk about him, but he's there right next to me. That's the most amazing thing, and that's the promise that we have from God. I am with you. The third point here in overcoming or going through that dark valley is I rely on God's protection and guidance. He says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod is a small stick and it has something, a knot in the end. And usually the shepherd uses that in order to fight with animals, thieves, things like this. So don't worry, the rod. And also the rod usually is the rod of the kingdom. you know, as this icon here, in the big icon in the altar, you see that, you know, the Lord is holding that rod of kingdom. He said, I will protect you. No one can do anything to you. This is to fight with the enemies. This is to kill them, destroy them, because they are not allowed to harm you. And the staff, something really tall, and it has like a curve in the end, and that's used for the sheep. When someone is weak or fall down, raise him up, or, you know, direct him here and there. So he will direct, he will send guidance, he will speak clearly and loudly, and his protection will be greatest at that time. But sometimes it's so scary. You know what the Bible said about the devil? He didn't say that the devil is a lion. He said the devil, your enemy, is like a lion. Seems like he's a lion, but he's not. What is he? He's a shadow of lion. And the shadow makes these images, and we're so terrified. He's like a lion. He may scream like a lion. He cannot get near. That's why David said, that's why he used this word, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Actually, that's not the valley of death. It's actually its shadow. What does that mean? Let me tell you some things about the shadow. Number one, shadows are always bigger than what they really are. Right? You can have something really small, but have a big shadow. Makes it like big, huge, but it's not really huge. It's not a big deal. It seems like a big deal. It seems like it's a devouring lion, but he's not actually. Just a sound. It seems like he can do a lot of stuff and he can take my life. No, he can't. He just sounds. That's the first thing about the shadow. Second is, shadows cannot hurt you. I hope you understand that, right? Even if the shadow is the shadow of a lion, right? They can't hurt you. Have you ever heard someone was run over by a shadow? There is a difference between the shadow of a truck and the truck itself. Right? I could be run over by shadows of so many trucks, but I don't want to be run over by a truck, right? Big difference. It's the shadow of valley of death. It's not the valley of death. No. Seems that, but it's not. Third, that the shadow, there is a shadow because there is always light, right? There's no shadow without light, is there? So instead of focusing on the shadow, maybe we need to focus on the light that made that shadow. To focus on him. His power and his strength is there for his children to lift them up. He's there most at that time. Let me conclude with this beautiful verse, Psalm 34. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. What is the key word here? Yeah, the last word. He delivers them from them all. Have you ever heard this word? Okay, God really saved me and he took care of me all along, but this one is really tough. Not this one. Then remember this. Delivers him from them all. That's what we need to focus on. The difference between Christian and non-Christian is how they act going through the shadow of the valley of death. Because everyone goes through it. Everyone in this world goes through it. The difference is how we respond to them. Will you get outgrowing or frustrating? Frustrated or developed? down or up? Because we have such a good shepherd who is taking care of us. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.